This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Augusta, Georgia is world famous for hosting the Masters Golf Tournament. This weekend, there will be another golf tournament of sorts in Augusta. And while it's nothing like the Masters, it is a world-class event. The Professional Disc Golf Association is holding a tournament this weekend. Susanna Capoluto of Georgia Public Broadcasting reports on a sport that draws as many as 500,000 players.
A group of men is trekking through a rough wooded area just down the road from the Masters golf course. Instead of golf bags full of drivers and putters, they carry backpacks filled with frisbees. They're not here to play 18 holes. They are playing 18 poles.
Good throw.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm betting 500.
A chain link basket on a pole catches the disc, as they call the frisbee. Just like golf clubs, they come in different weights and sizes. Serious players have about 15, says golfer Brian Graham.
Throwing a golf disc is not like throwing a frisbee. There's a little more to it. Once you learn to do it properly, you can throw it 100 yards pretty easily, but it's a lot harder to control than a frisbee.
Graham is good at it, though. He's been playing for 15 years and competes on a professional level. This game has birdies and pars, and like regular golf, the fairways are dotted with obstacles. But instead of sand traps, it's bushes and trees.
My goal is getting past this first tree. Everything after that's a bonus.
Graham kneels and is ready to play the next shot. As he tries to see the pole and basket behind the tree, his teammate Matt Gillis looks on and, in a golf whisper, describes the action.
You can get down on one knee. You can, as long as you stay behind that marker, you can move out in different ways, stretch different sides. See, he's going to be taking a big arc, going from low to high, trying to get it fall right at the chains. There it is.
Nice putt.
The game was invented in the late 70s in California. It apparently started out with someone trying to hit a tree with a frisbee. Today, there are over 1,500 disc golf courses in the country, mostly in public parks. And about 100 professional players make money in tournaments and from endorsements. Charles Niebler, who's been playing for 11 years, likes the sport better than regular golf.
It's a lot cheaper. And kinesthetically, it's a lot more pleasing. Smacking a ball with a stick, you're physically a little disconnected from the flight of the ball. But when you unleash a disc, it comes out of your hand. You can tell immediately whether it's a great shot or not.
Disc golf is also less formal. T-shirts rather than polo shirts are the norm. Sneakers become a good substitute for golf shoes. Mike Newman dressed down and switched to disc golf after leaving a corporate banking job.
You know, I played in the country club crowd, so it's more white collar. You know, here you get white collar, you also get hippies, no collar. You get some that are real stud athletic, you know, and you got others that are just out having fun, you know. So you get probably a bigger variety, at least what I see.
The PDGA, the Professional Disc Golf Association, will hold the Disc Golf Hall of Fame Classic Tournament in Augusta this weekend with players from at least 16 states and 3 countries. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capoluto in Atlanta.